What made an at first peaceful protest in Buffalo for the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police go from peaceful to violent? Mayor Byron Brown says the city was a target of an outside coordinated effort.
Law enforcement has intelligence and has briefed us that there are people that are in this community from outside the city of Buffalo, outside Erie County, that are contributing to these problems. In fact, that are the ringleaders of inciting violence.
County Executive Mark Poloncar says one of the main targets was the federal courthouse in Niagara Square, which saw several fights and arrests take place outside.
One of the reasons why the U.S. District Courthouse, the Jackson Courthouse, had as many U.S. Marshals inside was because of intelligence that we had received earlier in the day that the Jackson Courthouse, which is mostly glass in the front, engraved with the Constitution of the United States, was going to be a target by some of those who would truthfully rather foment revolution than bring us together.
Poloncar's hopes a community-wide response for peace will bring a resolve to civil unrest.
We are the city of good neighbors. We are a community of good neighbors, a county of good neighbors. And I know the vast majority of the people in this community are horrified by what they've seen across the country and what they're seeing in Buffalo tonight. And I think if we stand together, we will get through this as a community.
Police deployed gas and pepper spray to disperse crowds around Niagara Square, and both Poloncar and Brown declared curfews, which will extend until Sunday morning. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.